I told people to tweet us their favorite daddies. Celebrity daddies, of course.
Ryan Reynolds.
Celebrity daddies, of course. Okay, so I'll just edit all this out, and now we're recording. Yay!
Cool.
I will be putting this on mute today.
Yeah, let's do that.
I think this shit fell again, because it looked like it's cracking more. Fuck.
Like, I was not going to spend $40 on a phone case. That's how much they were selling their phone cases for, $40. And I was like, fuck you guys, I'm just going to go online and order one. And I ordered three for, like, half the price.
Of course.
And I have to wait until tomorrow, and I fucking dropped my phone yesterday.
Dropping a new phone sucks.
Dude!
Like, it sucks.
Dude!
I've been lucky enough to not have dropped this phone like that, like...
Face plant on the floor, on the concrete.
Outside. But, yeah, dropping a phone. Especially a new phone that you've had for, what, 2 days?
And iPhones, like, they're so fragile now, like, you look at it the wrong way and it's gonna fucking shatter.
Why would you get an iPhone?
Because I love being on my iPhone.
Do you like the iOS? But, again, they're dainty little fucking phones.
Me and my BFFs, all of us, we have a freaking iMessage, you know, stream going on, and if I switch it up, we can't have the same fun that we usually have.
Well, you can transfer all your messages.
It wouldn't be iMessage. It's different.
Okay.
It's blue. It's not green.
Well, you know what's really funny?
That's the only difference.
I know. Because, like, my phone updated, and now all my freaking responses are fucking
teal?
Green or whatever color this is, and then all of your guys' is, even mom's, is, that color, that like gray.
So you.
And mom and I have, well, we don't have the same phone, but we have damn near the same phone. I have the Galaxy Note 8, and she has a Galaxy 8. So yeah.
Well,
whatever.
I just have to hold it down for 24 hours and not drop it. And I checked my package; it's supposed to be here tomorrow. So I'll have a phone case or three.
That's cool. All right, so how was your week this week?
I actually had a really shitty week. I had a tough week.
I actually had a really shitty week.
I had a tough week. I think I was a little PMS-y. But then I just, on Tuesday, I just had a really hard day. Like, at work and in life. I just felt like the devil was coming for me at all different angles. And I was just like, not today, devil.
Not today, Satan.
Not today, Satan. And I came home and curled up in a ball and cried. And I was just like, I just felt like crap.
The week was just like...
It was only Tuesday! And I just felt like... Ugh.
Wait.
I didn't go to work
on Tuesday. You were like, I'm done with this week?
Yeah, that's why I didn't go to work on Wednesday. I called in. I was like, I need a personal day. I need like a mental health day.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get my wits about myself, and like, you know, some of the stress was coming from work. Some fucking bitch at Baja Fresh like stood right in front of me like I wasn't there in front of the salsa bar, and I was like, no, you fucking didn't.
She got in front of you?
She just stood right, like, she just walked and stood like right in front of me. Like I could have been grabbing salsa, and I wasn't. I was waiting for someone to the left of me, but she just stood right in front of me and didn't say, excuse me, pardon me, oh, can I get here, nothing. She stood right in front of me like I didn't matter. And I was like, I blinked.
Did you tap her on her
shoulder? I blinked a few times. Like, is this really happening right now? And I work right upstairs, so I can't act a fool because people that I work with come in and out of there. And, you know, they see me in there all the time. So I just took a few deep breaths. And I moved over to the left and I just stared at her. And I was just like, you're lucky I'm at work.
You know what's funny? I mean, it's not funny, but I was watching the reel. Like a couple weeks ago, and Jeannie Mai said something that like that resonated with me, and she said, if you had, oh, I don't even remember how much it was. How many seconds are in a day?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Well, okay, so let's say it's 140,000 seconds, okay?
Uh-huh.
She said, if you had $140,000 in your bank and someone came and took $60 from you, would that change your life?
No.
So, why would you let them change your life for 60 seconds?
Right, for a fucking minute for interaction.
Right. And I was like, that's really good because, like, you know, I'm like, as soon as, like, you get, like, what people who walk by and, like, bump you, don't say excuse me, that shit annoys me.
It does.
It's like, hello, excuse me. Oh. Anyway, continue with your week and then I'll tell you.
That happened. And then, like, I just haven't been feeling really appreciated at work. Like, I feel like I do a lot.
Did you, like...
Yeah. And then it was just a bunch of shit on Tuesday. And I was just like, whatever. Did you lock the kids outside? Oh, okay. Sorry. But, it was just some bullshit, like, you want me to do all this stuff for you, and we produce all this stuff for you, and you're just like, hey, good job. I'm like, no fucking shit, good job. Like, I've been, like...
good at my job.
I've been busting my ass for, like, 7 fucking years, and you know I deserve a promotion, you know I deserve a raise, you know that I do everything, and if you're telling me this is all there is, that's not very encouraging to me.
Yeah.
So...
Brighter pastures, girl.
I'm just saying, like, you want to feel appreciated, and I talked to some of my friends, they're like, there's nothing worse than feeling unappreciated at work.
That's why I've quit, like, every job ever. Right. I'm not even kidding.
Right, when you bust your hump.
I always did extra shit.
Yeah.
And then it was just like...
I give 120 fucking percent. And it's like every customer I talk to, they're like, oh my God, you're great. You deserve a raise. Tell your boss. I'm like, yeah, thank you. I know. I've got messages saved on my phone. Listen,
are these recorded?
They all are recorded, and I can bring them all up. So what I'm saying is, like, if you're not... That's what kind of broke me down. I just was not feeling appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I'm not going to bust my hump and go above and beyond like I always do. And then for you to just, like, you know, pat me on the back. I need a little bit more than that. Pat me in the pocket. Do you know what I'm saying?
Pat me in the pocket.
And just, it was that. And then the shit that was going on. And then, like, I called my friend and she didn't answer the fucking phone. And we didn't talk. And I was just like, ugh, what worse could happen?
A phone conversation didn't happen.
I was so sad. And Jamal's like, what's the matter? And he was trying to make me feel better. And I just was feeling like crap.
Look, he should have brought you a bottle of wine and a bar of chocolate or something.
Girl, okay. An avocado. That's how my week's, but I'm feeling better. Like, I did have to take that day off on Wednesday I was just like, work is making me feel like this. I can't go to work.
And if your work is starting, like, if you're starting to, like, you know.
That's probably why my blood pressure's up.
Get sick and shit. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that, then it's basically time to move on.
That's my blood pressure. So, yeah. I'm feeling better now. Thanks for asking. Thank you. How was your week, dude?
Mm-hmm. Well... My week was pretty good compared to that. So anyway, what happened this week? Well, I started watching a bunch of, like, beading videos and stuff. So I made this awesome bracelet.
Beading videos.
Yeah, beading.
I thought you said beating.
Beating.
Like beading.
That's what mom thought I said too. But no, I started.
Those are pretty.
I made this cool bracelet.
So you made the earrings, that.
Yeah, I made the earrings, I made this bracelet, I'm going to make some more. I'm going to, because I have an Etsy page.
Okay.
An Etsy store, but I hadn't, like,
those
messed with
pretty.
It in years, and so.
I'll take a picture.
I put,
I'll take a picture and tweet it so people can see
you. I can send you a picture, I took pictures
Your pretty beadwork. Let me see it on your wrist, it's not the same.
I took pictures of it on
my wrist. I want to do it with my fancy phone. Stop moving.
Come on. Let me organize it. Anyway, so I've been working on that so I can
crotch in the picture.
I can populate my Etsy store. And then I reached out to an attorney that I know to do his content marketing. And so I'm gonna call him tomorrow.
Sweet.
And
can I get one more picture? I'm gonna do it on the portrait one.
And he
turned over.
He was like, hey, if you think you can help us, give us a call. And I was like, all right, I'll call you on Monday. So I'm going to call on Monday, come up with his content strategy, and hopefully he will become one of my clients. So that was a win for me instead of someone just being like, no, I'm not interested. Okay. And... What else? Oh, I started listening to this. I bought this book on tape. What?
Okay. On Audible?
On Audible. Called Manifest Now by Ideal Ahmed.
You are really into that. You've been talking about the they have a podcast, right? Manifest Now?
There's a podcast called Manifest It Now with Jenny Gain and Cassie Parks. But, and I listened to that, but I haven't listened to that this week, or I haven't listened to any podcasts because I've been listening to this book. I think I've listened to it like 4 times already. It's really good, this book. And she's on like Twitter and Insta. So of course I started following her.
Of course.
And, I feel like everything that she had, like, wrote in her book and, like, you know, is in the book, basically is like the perfect formula. So I was like, oh my God, I'm like loving this book. I think she's from, I don't know where she's from. Like, I want to say she's from Israel, but she looks like she's, African. She has an accent like Gal Gadot.
Oh, okay.
Like really, and like this
Wonder Woman,
like, buttery, like rich voice. I'm just like,
ooh,
I can just listen to her all day.
Buttery, rich voice.
Yeah, she does. So that's how my week went. It was pretty good.
Okay. Well, I ain't mad at it, girl. I ain't mad at it. And, hi, new listeners. If this is your first episode, hello, welcome.
Hello, welcome.
Hello, welcome.
And you put on your what do you call them?
Smooth listening voice?
Your stewardess voice.
Hello, welcome to the plane. And for our returning guests, have a seat, buckle up, and get ready. I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is Book of Lies, the podcast.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so I did tweet today, and I was like, send me the hot daddies. The daddies that you guys think are hot.
The hot daddies.
Yeah, so I'm just going to let y'all know.
Who thinks are hot?
Who got some hot daddies. And who wants these daddies to be shouted out.
Is that a weird sound?
That is a weird sound. It sounded like pee, to be quite honest. It sounded like a lot like pee. So I was a little confused, but whatever. So first one that came back to us was Black Girls Do Stuff Too. And we're keeping it PG for the daddies. So Robert Downey Jr., happy Father's Day.
Robert Downey Jr.
Ryan Reynolds, happy Father's Day. Will Smith, happy Father's Day. Jamie Foxx, Martin Lawrence, Chris
Hemsworth,
Courtney B. Vance, Denzel Washington, and Donald Sutherland, happy Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
The ladies at Black Girls Do Stuff Too think you're hot.
And Donald Sutherland with his, like, 107-year-old ass.
He is old as fucking dirt.
Kiefer Sutherland, on the other hand.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then I love that Ryan Reynolds is, like, such a cute daddy right now.
He is. I love how, like, well, I mean, she's bigger now, but, like, he was carrying around his daughter on the, his, you know, little.
She's pregnant again, thing. Isn't she, Blake Lively?
Or did she have the baby?
No, this is number 3.
Oh, okay. Then.
This is number 3.
Well, you know what, though? Seriously, like, I was looking at this thing, and it was Jason Momoa.
Oh, hang on. I wasn't done. So,
okay.
Jason Momoa was one of the little hot daddies that we're supposed to give a shout out to. And John Goodman from the Emmys, that Why I'm Single. They said that's their TV dad.
John Goodman. Interesting.
Yeah. I liked him in Coyote Ugly. When he was a dad, he was like, I was embarrassed of you. He was dancing on the bar. He was like, I was ashamed of you. Just like, wow, did we really have to say
it? I don't even remember that part.
Do you remember when she's like doing her thing, she's partying and stuff, and the dad goes in to see her working at some quote-unquote bar, and she's getting sprayed down with water on the bar, and he's just like, my fucking whore daughter.
Well, what is getting sprayed with water have to do?
I don't know, but you know how they thought in the 2000s, early 2000s. And then Color Me Dead Pod threw it down to Jason Momoa. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and continue.
Oh, yeah, there was this thing about Jason Momoa. I mean, it wasn't a thing. Somebody had posted the video of him when he was on the game, when he shows up at the park for the soccer game with a chair.
Yes, I love that one.
And this chick was like, damn it, if I was married to him, we'd have a baby every year. I was like, dang, you can't do birth control?
Listen.
But yeah, I get it. I get it.
We can practice making these babies. We don't have to have them. We don't have to have them. We can just practice every day.
Yeah. All about it. All about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, dude. So who are we talking about today?
Today, we're covering the
Take your paper out, yeah.
The infamous, the ubiquitous Bonnie, Mistress of Sham. That's a book. One of her ex-husbands wrote a book about her, and that's what it's called.
What?
So, yeah. And, so I was like, that's it. Ubiquitous Bonnie, Mistress of Sham.
We will name it that.
So this is Bonnie Lee Bakely, the deceased wife of Robert Blake. And many people have their opinions about, you know, Robert Blake and how whatever went down when she was murdered. But we'll get to that. Okay, so I'm going to start with a... This is a direct quote from one of the articles I read. This one is from ThoughtCo. So my sources are Wiki, of course, Wikipedia, ThoughtCo, thefamouspeople.com, YouTube, and laobserved.com.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a direct quote from ThoughtCo. Bonnie Lee Blakely was not a good girl. She was a con artist who used sex and deception to bilk men, many of the rich and famous, out of their money and their children out of their inheritance. She was shot to death on May 2001. Her husband at the time, actor Robert Blake, was charged with the crime, but there was a long list of other people with a motive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like, you know, while I was doing research, there was this video on YouTube, and like, it was like, this lady was like, she was a rotten person. Like, nobody liked this woman. She described her as unlikable, a rotten person, a scam artist, a grifter. She had a lot of people that did not like her.
Right, I watched
They had a motive to get rid of
exactly.
her.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not going to ruin your story, but I listened to one, and he was like, you should be watching out for people coming for your fucking head.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So, here we go. Bonnie Lee Blakely was born in Morristown, New Jersey on June 7th, 1956 to Marjorie and Edward Blakely. She was raised by her grandmother from, I think the time that she was 8 all the way up until high school, because her mom ran an antique business over in Wharton, New Jersey, and she was busy trying to make money.
Yeah.
They didn't have any money. They were broke as fuck.
Oh, at least she had a job, I guess.
Her mom was an entrepreneur. Her father was an arborist, which is like
a tree
surgeon, and he didn't make any money either. But he was also an alcoholic. And Marjorie, her name was also Marjorie, basically said that her parents, like, always called them ugly,
aww.
Always, like, they would make fun of them getting out of the shower. They were, like, basically their parents were garbage.
Bunch of fucking assholes
they
having
were
kids.
Fucking garbage. And then her father was beaten to death at a homeless shelter.
What?
Yeah, he was beaten to death. I don't know what age, I didn't say what age she was, but he got killed.
That's terrible.
He was an asshole. They were all there. Apparently the sister also had some issues, you know, going on in her life. She had married a fucking Colombian cartel member, and she'd been arrested for fucking check fraud. So her sister, you know, also had a hard time in life. She was an alcoholic. You know, all that bullshit.
That's how they're...
She was abused, you know.
That's how they're,
right.
Medicating, if you will, or...
Yeah.
Soothing the pain.
Right. Well, Bonnie Lee wasn't an alcoholic, but she was fucking crazy. So, of course, as a kid, since they didn't have any money, her goal was to be, like, she wanted to be rich and famous. And she, I guess, at some point was sexually abused by her father. Basically, was like, I'm done. She dropped out of high school. Oh, but before this, Robert Blake told a story that she and her sister, Marjorie, they lived near a nudist colony.
Sweet.
So apparently the nudist colony would have like a clothes swim every month.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they were going to the pool for the clothes swim, but it wasn't. It was a nude swim day.
Uh-huh.
And Bonnie Lee was like, and she's 11 at the time, has no problem taking her clothes off.
11?
And she was 11. And going swimming with all these old ass fucking naked people. So she started to hang out at the fucking nudist colony at the pool being naked.
Well, I mean, it's definitely a community, and they say, like, with nudists that when you're nude and you're not wearing clothes and you don't have any possessions, it puts everybody at the same level. It's like, I don't know that you're a famous dude. I don't know that you're poor. We're nude, we're naked, we're on the same playing field. I understand that thought process and that, you know, that, but I... She's 11. She's far too young.
Yeah, a lot of nudist colonies. Most nudist colonies don't allow children, so there's that.
Or do they?
So she started hanging out at the nudist colony. She dropped out of high school at, I think, 16, and enrolled herself in Barbizon Modeling and Acting School.
In Barbizon.
Barbizon. In New Jersey, and she registered her name as Lee Bonnie. She did actually get some modeling, you know, some modeling jobs, and she even worked as an extra in a few movies.
I love movies.
She worked as an extra in a few movies. So she ended up meeting a man, an immigrant named Evangelos Palakis from Greece. Ooh. And he was desperate to stay in the country because he needed to get married. I mean, he needed to get married because he was desperate to stay in the country.
It's not the same thing. It means the same thing.
Not
fine. Really. It means the same thing.
So she agreed to fucking marry him, right? For a price. Of course, he had to pay her to marry him.
Yeah.
So she marries this guy, and then, like, immediately...
What year is this? Tell me first.
It's the 70s.
Okay.
No, it's 1971. Immediately after they hook and get married, she, like maybe a week or two, she bounces and divorces him.
Oh, I think they got to be married for like 7 years, right? Or it's different in the 70s, huh?
He got deported.
Oh,
so
fuck.
It didn't work out for him. She took the money and ran.
Oh, how much
he paid her?
Do we know?
I don't know.
Probably like $200 or something.
It was the 70s, yeah.
Yeah.
He got deported.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
She probably caught the freaking ICE on them.
It doesn't say that, but yeah, she got her fucking cash and was like, bye-bye. She then went to New York. And she went to New York and then did the modeling thing. Got it. I thought it was in New Jersey, but it was in New York. Duh.
There's no models in New Jersey.
I'm just kidding. So in the 70s, oh my God, you have to listen to this. So in the 70s, she was desperate, trying her best to become rich and famous, right? She recorded an album of two songs.
Oh my God, so, are you about to play it?
Yes. We're going to hear Bonnie Lee Bakley's attempt at becoming a pop star.
And did she sing Baby Shark? Doo, 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 doo,
no.
Doo, doo.
But, okay, so she wrote a song, or sang the songs. I don't know if she wrote them, but she sang the songs. One is called Just a Fan, and the other is called Let's Not Dream. They are horrible. She has no... And in an interview, I think it was her... The guy that produced the songs, or somebody, and he was like, she couldn't carry a tune to save her life. He was like, I think he said, she couldn't carry a tune in a bucket or something like
Damn.
That. Like, it was terrible, but she, you know, laughed the whole way through. So, this is Just a Fan by Bonnie Lee Bakley, going by Lee Bonnie. I'm going to fast forward this part.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough. She's terrible.
Tone deaf as a fucking bullfrog.
Hi, I think... my name is Lee Bonnie.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. So she fucking, it was terrible, terrible. So she ended up not becoming a pop star. So she instead switched her focus from becoming a star to marrying one.
Even better.
Even better, right? So, but before she did that, before she married a star, she married, when she was 21, married her cousin, Paul Garron. Paul Garron. She married him. He was a laborer.
And but he was her cousin.
He was her cousin. They said, in some articles, it says distant cousin. I thought I saw one that actually said first cousin. So... I don't know where he falls in the cousin line, but she married her fucking cousin. They had two babies.
Oh, fuck. Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, they have two kids. And Paul was like, you know, a laborer. So, basically, and he was like one of those guys that just like would get in a fight if you said hi to him. Oh, like, he was a fucking,
spicy.
A violent dude.
Firecracker.
Yeah. So, he was violent. They ended up having two kids, but he took care of the kids because Bonnie decided to start a fucking a company. So what she did was she started a mail order business that focused on ripping off money from lonely men. So she would send them nude photos of women, of other women and herself.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. She would send them nude photos and they would, she would make them pay like a lot of money for these pictures.
Well, it's the fucking mail system, first of all.
It's the 70s, too.
And they gotta mail her a check or whatever, and then she gonna mail back the pictures.
Mm-hmm. So,
she probably has a bunch of, like, but ads in newspapers and, you
know. Well, apparently she was a really good marketer, and she was attractive, so that helped her, you know, talk to dudes.
Yep.
So.
Hey, dude.
They were like, if she had used her marketing skills and her mind to do, you know, positive shit, she actually might have been successful. But she didn't, so. She started mailing the nude photos to different women to male clients in exchange for a lot of fucking money. And then she started an agency called Lonely Hearts that offered intimate conversations. So basically she was like doing phone sex. Right. And she basically got money. She bought some houses in, in Tennessee. And she bought a house outside of LA. Like this, her fucking jobs were paying her really good.
Okay, girl, get your money.
But she also involved herself in drug peddling, it said. And basically, like, she would give drugs to her clients as a complimentary service. Like,
hey.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk some dirty shit?
Talk some dirty shit?
Let's talk some dirty shit, and I'm going to send you some cocaine, okay?
Mm. So, Bakely was scamming people money from dudes, and she would do it sometimes at home. In their bedroom. Oh. And I believe that she was having guys come over. It doesn't say that specifically, but I think that's what she was doing.
And so at this time, her kids that she had are with her cousin or with their father.
They all live in the same house.
Oh, so this is going on while they're in the house. Oh,
uh-huh. Gross. He didn't work. She basically was making enough money for him to stay home.
Gross.
And he didn't mind.
I bet he hit his cousin anyway, so who cares, right?
So, yeah, he's...
My cousin wife.
He was a stay-at-home dad, and meanwhile, she was also in the house. I mean, I think she, you know, she had an office or whatever, I don't know, but she was also in the house doing this fucking shit. They were married for 5 years, and then they got divorced in 1982. But, yeah, they had, like, their marriage wasn't, you know, it wasn't exactly built on a solid foundation, so...
It's her fucking cousin!
Yeah, I know.
I can't get over that, like... I understand, like...
The royals do it all the time.
That's what I was trying to say. I understand long ago the royals did that, and...
They still do it. Well, actually, the last couple of generations haven't done it, but yeah.
To keep it in the family. But that's a little gross. It's gross.
Yeah.
And like you said, the fucking Lannisters, they have crazy kids fucking each other. Well, they're siblings, but whatever. they're not real. They're also fictional characters.
The French monarchy... they had these big ass protruding jaws, like, mm-hmm. And they couldn't eat, like, they were malnourished because they couldn't eat right because their fucking jaws were protruded, their teeth weren't aligned, and so it was called a something jaw, I forgot what they called it, and Marie Antoinette even had it,
mm-hmm.
And it was because they kept marrying their cousins.
They kept fucking their cousins.
They were marrying people. Them and producing children, yeah. Offspring. I mean, like, there's a picture of one of them who, it looks like his forehead is here and his fucking chin is out here. It looks crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They couldn't eat because their mouth was all fucked up. Because
their jaws were misaligned. Like, they couldn't chew their food properly.
They needed,
you know?
Braces.
They needed to stop fucking each other. That's what they needed.
Y'all need to stop fucking. Okay.
So she left after they got divorced. She left the kids and left Paul and left to Memphis to go stalk Jerry Lee Lewis.
So she was in Memphis, Tennessee?
She was in New Jersey. She left to go to Memphis.
Oh, she left New Jersey to go to Memphis to stalk Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yeah.
She's crazy.
Yeah. So she basically took the money that she had made from her thing, and she also used some fucking stolen credit cards and stolen IDs and managed to get herself to freaking Memphis. And she started following Jerry Lee Lewis around his performances, and she was crashing parties and managed to fucking finagle her way into his good graces, and they actually became friends.
Hmm.
So they were friends for a while. They were actually, and she was actually close friends with his sister. They were friends for a while until she got fucking pregnant and said it was his baby. Jerry Lee Lewis's baby. Okay. He was married at the time.
He married his cousin, right?
That was...
right?
He did, but that was his first wife. Actually, I don't think that was his first wife. I think that was his second wife. But yeah, they got divorced a long time ago.
Okay.
He's been married like 5 times, and I think 2 of his wives were murdered.
Oh.
Or died or something. Something really weird. He's got a violent history, too. But, So yeah, they became friends. She said that the baby was his, and she named the baby Jerry fucking what do you name her? She named her Jerry something Lewis. She named her Jerry Lee. Jerry Lee fucking Lewis, just like his name, but it was spelled J-E-R-I, I think.
Because it's a girl.
Mm-hmm. So they were like, he was like, fuck that shit, you know, that's not my baby. And then later, it was confirmed that it wasn't his baby. So, they don't know who the baby's daddy is. On the birth certificate, it says, father undetermined. And, apparently, she had been sending death threats to his wife.
Like she killed the wife. That's who did it. It was her. I solved the mystery. right there.
He has 2 dead wives. But...
Well, she got one of them. No, I'm just kidding. Speculation.
Yeah, so she sent that baby to live with her ex-husband and her other 2 kids.
Must be nice to just have a dude sitting around that she's taking your kids.
Yeah, well, but she was paying for them. She was sending money to them for him to raise those kids. So, apparently, you know, she was making money, doing her thing. But, yeah, she's fucking garbage. And this isn't even half of it yet.
Yeah, I know, I can tell. Is this margarita hitting you? I made margaritas, guys. You guys want some? Cheers. Margarita.
I put some more tequila in it before I brought it upstairs.
Well, a little bit. You son of a bitch.
But it's not really. Okay, so she had a fucking address book that was like full of names.
I bet.
Full of names. Robert De Niro's name was in there.
Dickin' down.
Sugar Ray Leonard's name was in there. Jimmy Swaggart's name was in there.
Hang on a second.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Justine.
And we make up the Cutaways podcast. We're watching the good, the bad, and the essentials of the romantic comedy genre.
So far, we've fallen in love with Cary Grant, met up with our terrible friend, Pal Joey, and had the desire to run our fingers through Patrick Dempsey's hair.
Join our slumber party for your ears every other week, brought to you in stereo from our blanket fort in Hollywood, California.
You can find and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcatcher. Our digital blanket fort can be found at thecutaways.com.
If you are the social butterfly types, you can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as @cutawayspodcast.
Bye!
Bullshit. That's bullshit.
I need, what's Bonnie Lee's Bakley's cousin's name? I need him
Paul Garwin.
I need him to watch my kid. Because he seems like he's a good babysitter.
Paul Garwin.
Watch these kids, Paul.
Okay.
I don't remember where you were.
I will say it again.
I'm going to pour the rest of the margarita. I don't remember what you're saying. Oh, her book, look at her book of lies. Tell us about her black book of lies.
Okay, so she had an address book full of names, and there was a lot of names, and it was full, right? Mm-hmm. So she had Robert De Niro in there, Sugar Ray Leonard, and Jimmy Swaggart, and a bunch of other rich people. He was a TV show host or something. Oh. So she started advertising in porn magazines, and basically her claim to fame, or her, not her claim to fame, but her whatever you call her modus operandi, her fucking whatever it's called, catchphrase, whatever, was that she was a trisexual, meaning that she would try anything once, and her preference was for sadomasochism, couples sex, and bisexuality.
She's trying to get somebody in a precarious situation so she can, like, bulk them.
Well, apparently, she, was, I don't know what the fuck she was doing, but she was getting hundreds of thousands of dollars out of these guys. Like, she managed to bilk hundreds of thousands of dollars out of her quote-unquote clients. And she would actually, like, make friends with, or not make friends with, but, like, pretend to be, like, you know, to pretend to like somebody, of course, and then call them up and be like, I need you to send me some money for this, for that. You know, like, oh, I need to go visit my sick mom and I don't have any money. Can you send me money for a plane ticket or whatever? Blah, blah, blah. She was a fucking asshole.
She was an extortionist.
Uh-huh. Well, she wasn't extorting them because she wasn't holding anything over their heads. She was just getting money. I don't know what the fuck she was doing, but she was just getting money.
She was like, I have some pictures of you, me, and him getting it in.
I don't think that's what she
did. Give me some money.
But.
Give me some money.
So in 1989, she had a few arrests. 1989, she was arrested in Memphis for drug possession, but she was only fined $300. In 1995, she was arrested for trying to write $2,000 in bad checks from a fucking, the bank account of a fucking record company. Like, how the hell did you get these checks?
She got into somebody's apartment or their house.
Maybe it was that fucking, well, no, this is 95, so she wasn't holding on to those checks from the 70s when she recorded those fucking songs.
I've got these old checks, right?
But she plea bargained those charges down, and so she was only sentenced to basically work on a penal farm during the weekends. And she did that for 3 years. In 1998, she was arrested in Arkansas, and there's two different numbers here. So, ThoughtCo says that she was arrested for carrying more than 30 fake IDs.
Oh, gosh.
Wikipedia says she had five fake licenses, or five driver's licenses, and seven Social Security cards with different names. So, I don't know which one is
what
more.
What is she doing, though? Like, what is
she
doing?
She was opening P.O. boxes to run her mail fraud scam. I mean, her mail scam, yeah. She was opening P.O. boxes under different names.
Okay.
And getting these people to send her money in under these different names.
That's stupid. It's stupid. I don't understand why you can't just open up the fucking boxes under your name. And you have to have all these fucking fake IDs. Like, I don't get that.
Probably because people started looking for the person.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
With that name. And yeah. So she would get a new name, open up another box at some other place. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because once somebody's looking for your fucking ass,
they gonna find
you need
ass.
To shake it real quick.
Shake that ass.
Shake the spot. Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, they put her on probation after finding all these fucking IDs on her stupid ass. And when she completed her sentence, her in Tennessee, and her friendships with Lewis was over, she decided it was time to leave the South. And so she came on over to the lovely fucking Hollywood to fucking start stalking some other fucking celebrity.
I like to call it Holly Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fucking shit show, guys.
Okay, so check this out, though. She was trying to get in, she was trying to meet celebrities, right? Christian Brando.
Marlon Brando's son.
Yes. When his trial, you know, was all over TV, she, like, zoned in on
what did Christian Brando do?
Basically he shot his girlfriend, his girlfriend, he shot his sister's boyfriend in the face and
he
killed
shot
him.
Shot his sister's boyfriend in the face.
Yeah, she told him that he was hitting her.
Okay.
And so he went over and shot him in the face.
You're gonna hit my sister, I'm gonna shoot you in the fucking face.
I'm saying that, not
just Christian, I'm saying it too.
Yeah, she, and during that time, like, during the trial, Marlon Brando had her committed to a mental facility in Tahiti.
Because she
was suicidal. Yeah. She had tried to kill herself twice during the trial. And she eventually killed herself the year before he was let out of prison.
Oh, that's sad.
So, she started sending him letters while he was in prison after he got sentenced. And she found out that he was into porn, so she made sure that she sent him some fucking pictures of herself. And I watched the video, and, like, it showed a picture of her standing there fucking stark-ass naked, like, in one of the pictures that she would send these dudes.
Really?
Yes.
And she's already pushed out, like, what, 3 kids?
Yeah.
Go, girl.
He read the letters, and he replied to her. She had been sending letters to fucking Robert Downey Jr. when he was in fucking prison, and he wasn't responding to her.
Good job.
She moved on to Christian Brando.
Well, there's those people out there that are just reaching for anybody to acknowledge them and, you know, open up that door.
Well, no, it's not anybody. It's a celebrity.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Any celebrity.
Right.
Not anybody, of course. She's looking for a particular type of person that has money.
Well, Christian Brando didn't have money. He hasn't,
father has money.
He was a D-list celebrity. Like, he was a producer. He produced, like, a couple of things, and, like, he was in a couple of movies, but he wasn't...
And it's, like, 1995, too, huh?
It's 1990 was when it happened. He got out of prison in 1996.
Okay.
So when he got out of prison, they hooked up. And so they started dating. And apparently, like, they didn't want to, like... He didn't want to talk about the relationship that he had with her. So it was, like, kept hush-hush, and, like, if there was communication, it was, like, via email. It was really weird, right? This relationship. excuse
me. It's all AOL email.
Yeah, they didn't even, like, he didn't even acknowledge that he knew her. And in the, this is from LAObserved.com. And it says that the guy who wrote this, he interviewed Christian Brando's ex-girlfriend. And she was like, yes, they were together for a while, and that's all I can say. And then, you know, there's another source that said that it was a sad hookup and that Bakley gave Christian money for drugs. And then in 1999, she came to visit him in the played-out logging and fishing town of Kalama, Washington, where he lived between bouts of in rehab since his release from prison. They spent a weekend in a motel, and she bought him new welding tools.
New welding tools.
Yeah, apparently he was a welder.
Welding tools.
Right. But they had to have been dating for, like, 3 years because... That's when she started, she met Robert Blake during the end of their relationship. She fucking met him in a jazz club in 1999 and got pregnant, like, immediately after meeting him. Immediately. And she had the baby in June 2000 and named the baby. She had told Robert Blake that she didn't know whose baby it was.
Mm-hmm.
And she told Christian that he was the father.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she had told him that she was pregnant, Robert Blake, and he didn't want her to have a baby. He was like, I'd rather you didn't, you know.
Yeah, I listened to that. That was the story I listened to, his story.
And he was like, I'd rather you didn't do that.
Yeah, because he was saying that she was just some chick that he was just smashing.
He didn't know her.
He didn't know her. He would just hook up with her on the random or whatever. And yes. But he was just like, I've already got grown-ass fucking kids.
Right.
I'm set in my ways, in my life, and I don't want you
to have a baby. He doesn't need no new baby, right?
Yeah, you're right.
She named the baby Christian Shannon Brando and put his name on the birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a DNA test performed and found out that Robert Blake found out that it was his baby, so they changed the baby's name to Rose Lenore Sophia Blake.
Ha-ha. Changed the name.
Yeah, he said, and I watched an interview, he said the first minute he laid eyes on her, he was like, your name is Rose Sophia.
And he was like, I know that was my baby.
Rose Lenore. Yeah, he said he knew it was his baby, and he was like, this is your name.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put, Bonnie was playing games.
I mean, like, you're gonna probably say it, but...
Yeah, she fucking tried to trick him into fucking, like... She was recording a phone conversation between her and him that she was trying to get him to say that he wanted to sell their baby for $20,000.
Right, I saw that. I listened.
And he's like, I didn't fucking say that shit.
She was like, hey, so I've been thinking about what you said.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, what are you talking about? You know, you said you might know someone who might want to...
Buy our baby.
He said, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I'm just saying what you said. He's like, bitch, you fucking crazy.
He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
I didn't say that.
I'm considering it, and, you know, this is your idea. And he was just like, stop it.
Like, really, bitch? You're not good at fucking reverse psychology.
You sure aren't.
Don't try that shit on me, bitch.
She was hoping that he would repeat what... She said, like, you want to sell the baby? Yes, yes. No. What?
Dumbass fucking dirt. So she she was just doing all kinds of shady shit. So he was like, fuck it, I'm gonna marry this bitch. He married her ass because she was doing stupid fucking shit. Mm. And he didn't want her leaving with her with his daughter.
Exactly.
So he married her in November 2000.
I heard she just had to live in the back house.
She moved into the fucking guest house. Yeah. And he put in their contract, in their marriage prenup, that if either party tried to end the marriage, the other party would get custody of Rose, of their baby.
So if I tried to leave the marriage, then you get custody of the baby.
Right.
Okay.
Because she'd fucking married... Oh, I didn't list all the dudes. Okay, so she'd been married 10 times.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So let me go back. I skipped over it. She has been married 10 fucking times. Robert Blake was her 10th husband.
Well, obviously. Who's been married 10 fucking times besides this
Bonnie bitch? Lee Blakely.
Okay.
Blakely. Actually, she married one of, there's a man that she married, this guy, Glenn Wolfe. He holds the world record for the most marriages. So, yeah, this fucking guy is a douche too. But anyway, all of her spouses. Evangelos Paulakis, 1971.
The Greek guy.
The Greek guy.
Okay.
They got divorced.
And deported.
DeMarc C. Besley. Or maybe that's Beasley. Besley, I don't know. They got married in 1988. It was annulled. E. Robert Tellefson. In 1994, their marriage was annulled. Glenn H. Wolfe, the first. Joseph Brookshire got married in 1992. It was annulled. Paul Garwin, her husband, that she was married to for 5 years. Yeah. 1977 to 1982, they got divorced. Robert Moon, 1984 to 1987. Oh, so they were married for 3 years. Okay, they got divorced. William Weber, 1993, they got annulled. It doesn't say how long that these two, Glenn Wolfe was married. I think that she married him and annulled it, like, immediately after, too. And then Robert Blake.
Five annulments.
2000.
Five annulments.
Yeah.
She definitely beats Ross Geller, for sure.
I know something about divorce.
We should start a club. The Divorce Dads Club.
God.
Three divorces.
Yeah. She's just a piece of fucking work. Okay. So, Bonnie. Our good friend Bonnie. Okay, so they got married. But Robert Blake didn't trust her, so he fucking hired a private eye to follow her ass around, to, like, you know, snoop into her, because he didn't know who the fuck she was.
Well,
so
he's
he looked
right.
into, he looked
right.
into her fucking past. And, of course, he found out that she was fucking... She was still running this fucking Lonely Heart scam while they were married. Living in the fucking back... While she was living in the back house.
Sending pictures.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And, apparently, he started noticing that there was a black truck that would be parked on his street all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, who the fuck is this? So she thinks that... He probably thought that was one of her clients at their house. Because, remember, she still, like, gets people to come to her house. Like,
and dick down with her, huh?
I don't even know if that's what she's doing, but, yeah. So, yeah, she was doing her fucking dirty fucking shit in his fucking guest house.
What a bitch.
So, they were married for 6 months when, in May of 2001, they went to dinner at Vitello's Italian restaurant. And he was, a regular, you know, customer there. And after dinner, they walked to the car. And he was like, oh, I left my gun.
Oh, because he used to carry a gun and left it at the table, right?
He left it at the table, yeah.
Who does that?
Robert Blake, apparently. So, he goes in the restaurant to get his gun, comes back, and finds her fucking murdered in the car. The gun that killed her was, like, a vintage pistol mm-hmm. that they found in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't registered to anybody. They couldn't trace it to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't his gun that killed her. So, they investigated the murder for like a year, and then they arrested him, and he was charged with her murder. Then on March 15, 2005, a grand jury basically took 36 hours to deliberate, and they came back with a not guilty verdict. And he still, like, to this day, claims his innocence. They, Basically, they thought he had solicited someone to kill her. But he was like, you need to look into her past because there are a lot of people that wanted to kill her.
Yeah, and that's the thing that Brando was saying.
Brando, yeah, he was like, you need to be careful.
You need to be careful.
There's not somebody that wants to put a bullet in your head.
Yeah, you told me this was my fucking baby. It's not my baby. And she's like, what are you talking about? He's like, it's in fucking Star Magazine, bitch. Like, it says that Robert Blake is the father, and you're telling me that I'm the father. He didn't say that, but he was like, you need to watch out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Christian Brando, when he was called to testify, he pled the fifth about their relationship. He didn't talk about that at all. Yeah. So he was like, he wouldn't discuss it at all
not guilty,
the person who did it is still out there.
Okay.
Her kids, because now she's got four of them. The three that were old enough sued Robert Blake for, in a civil trial, and, they decided 10-2 that he was basically responsible for her murder. And so he was ordered to pay them $30 million. So all four of the kids have to split $30 million between them.
$7.5 million a kid ain't bad.
Dude. Ugh. Her daughter,
Jerry Lee Lewis's fake baby.
Or is it the other one? She had the oldest one. I think it was the oldest one she was like, you know, that my mother was the world to me. I love my mom. You know, she, I think it was her. I don't think it was Jerry, but one of them was like, he did it. Like, she believes he did it.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm afraid for my life because I know he did it. And I'm like, I don't think he's worried about you.
She sounds like a liar like her mom.
Well, yeah. Sorry. So she's like, Robert Blake killed my mother. And so that's her story. Meanwhile, they were in fucking New Jersey or something.
He's like, I don't even fucking know you. I barely knew her.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not trying to defend anybody, but he's in jail. So
He's out of jail. Robert Blake's not in jail.
So he went to jail while he was on...
While he was on trial, he was in jail.
Okay, because I was like, I saw a video and he was in jail.
He's out. He got out. They acquitted him, and so he was free. But
how long was the trial?
A few months. I remember it lasting a long fucking time.
I remember it lasted a long time.
Didn't last as long as fucking OJ or as long as crazy hair guy.
Oh, with
the wigs. But, I remember it lasted a while.
Mm-hmm.
He got out of jail and was like, I need a job. Because he has to pay $30 million.
He just lost $30 million, yeah.
Side note, this man is now 88 years old.
Mm-hmm.
His mother is still alive. She's 109.
Fuck, those are good genes.
His parents were immigrants from Italy.
Those are good genes.
Yeah, they came over here from Italy and moved to New Jersey. And then they moved from New Jersey to California, where Robert Blake was a child star. And he was in, he's been working steadily since he was, like, 10 years old.
I feel like people, like, older Italians or, like, older people, like, from the old school, they grow their own food. They don't fuck with, like, a lot of bullshit that we do now, like, all the fast food and stuff. They don't do that. They just, like, go and cook their own food or they grow their own food or they, I don't know how they're living forever. Like, Ashley's grandfather.
How they're living forever.
109 or 108?
She's 109.
That's amazing. But Ashley's grandfather was like, he was like jalapenos. Like, he was eating a bunch of jalapenos. He felt like it, like, fought cancer
It's definitely got some, it's green, so it's got some good shit in it.
It's green.
Anyway, so, okay. After the trial and after all that stuff, her ex-husband, her second husband, DeMart Beasley, is he the second one?
Is it Beasley?
B-E-S-L-Y.
B-E-S, it's Beasley.
Well.
It's Beasley,
DeMart,
right.
DeMart, I don't know, whatever. He is from Montana. DeMart. And he was one of her clients from the Lonely Hearts scam that she was running. They got married, and he had a lot of money, so she was like, yes. And she fucking annulled their fucking marriage immediately after she got the money.
Oh, bitch.
So he wrote a book about her.
This is a guy.
It says the heartbroken Beasley, whatever, was so hurt after he was ripped off by her that he decided to pin down his feelings, which resulted in a fucking manuscript of 400 pages. The manuscript was used in the investigation and was later published with the title Ubiquitous Bonnie, Mistress of Sham.
Mistress of Sham.
Yeah. So, that is the story of Bonnie Lee Bakely, the late Bonnie Lee Bakely.
Dude, like, stop lying. Stop having these kids, stop fucking lying, and stop trying to get people for their money. That's what happens, though. I mean, there's people out there that want what you have, that'll marry and lie and do whatever just to get the money. But if that's what it's all about, that consumes you, and then it's going to end up killing you at the end of the day, right?
Yep, well...
Foolish hearts. Or is it lonely hearts?
It's foolish.
Foolish hearts. If I learn. I don't know the rest of the words.
Well.
Are you finished?
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm done.
She left a trail of fucking pissed off people in her wake. Yeah. That's what she did. And somebody found her ass. And fucking murked her. I don't know who it was. Maybe it was DeMart fucking Beasley's friend.
She got 9 other people it could be. She got people that she's mailing pictures to. Who knows if she's trying to extort them. I'm sure there was...
Maybe it was the dude in the black truck.
Maybe it was the dude in the black truck. We don't know. But it, honestly, it could have been anybody.
But apparently her daughter believes... that it was Robert Blake.
I believe it. So, Mom sent us a tweet.
Oh, she did?
Yes, she did. She responded to my tweet about the daddies. And she wants to give a little love to Ryan Reynolds, Denzel Washington, and Boris Kodjo. They seem to do the daddy thing pretty damn well. Mm. Thanks, Mom. We love you.
That's, yeah. Happy Father's Day to all the daddies.
Happy Father's Day, daddies. I like to say it like that. It makes them feel inappropriate. Like, you know, like, oh, why are you saying it like that?
It makes them feel like, it makes them feel awkward.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
I like to make the daddies feel uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
You're making
me uncomfortable.
You're making me uncomfortable.
I don't feel comfortable with this.
So that was it for her?
That was it. She's dead.
She did. Well, that sucks. I also...
She died in... Okay, so it's been... It has been 18 years since her death.
2001?
Yeah, she was killed in 2001.
Damn. That sucks. Well, I mean...
I saw pictures
of... She had it coming!
Yeah. I saw pictures of their daughter. She's cute.
Which one?
Rose Lenore. Their daughter. Mm-hmm. Rose Lenore. She's cute. And,
She's cute, and I want to say thank you to the people who left us reviews for the past two weeks. So I want to give a shout out to the other Amy from Why I'm Single podcast.
The other Amy.
There's two Amys, so other Amy Nichols. Thank you. Thank you for the lovely review and the 5 stars. Thank you so much. And thank you to Steph from... Anglophilia. They're another podcast. I like them. They like to do British shows and things like that. They Anglophiles or whatever. They have a fun podcast. So thank you for the review. And then we got one more review from... Who's it from? It's from... I lost it. It's from Music K Magic K. I love this podcast. Thank you.
Yay!
Okay, we're even. Everybody's gotten their shout outs. Oh, and then
we're
like...
Even.
We're even. We're even,
Steven. Are we even?
We're even, Steven.
We need to go to a nudist colony so we can all be even.
That's what happens when you're nude. It's just like, I don't know what you're wearing. You're not wearing designer clothes, designer underwear, watch, nothing. You're just naked. We're like all on the same... playing field. That's what nudity does.
Well, not necessarily.
That's what it should do?
Because if one dude has a massive dong and then some other guy has like a little...
Ding dong? A little micro...
A little baby carrot. You know, there might be some unequalness there.
Well, if baby carrot can put it down and he can just make it happen in different ways, go ahead, baby carrot. Okay. Because I've seen, you know, Big Ding Dong and don't mean shit if you don't know what to do with that.
Big Ding Dong.
If you don't know what to do with it, what's the freaking point of even having it? Right? It's a waste. And then I gotta do extra work.
OMG.
I'm just saying. Nobody has time for all that.
Whoa. Nobody has time for that.
Nobody has time for that. So you got a thumbs up for me?
My thumbs up for the week is... La 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 la. I was like, I had my thumbs up all planned and shit before I left my house. Now it's gone.
Now it's gone.
My thumbs up is... I'm gonna go with the same thing that was my bracelet.
Listen.
This is my new, like,
thing?
My new, what do you call it?
Passion? Love?
No.
Side hustle?
What do you call it? No, no.
Giggity
no,
gig?
No. No! Can you?
Sorry.
Let me think for a minute. This is my new, what do you call that thing?
You just
It's not a talisman, but it's like, my new, like,
energy crystal.
Lucky. Oh my god. You're killing me. There are no crystals on here.
How do I know? But honestly, while you were talking, I was seriously like staring at your bracelets. Did you see me? I was like looking at that clasp work. Like, are they all connected?
No, this is, I made these little dangles. I made each one of these and then I put it on here.
I think we should offer something up to our Patreon sponsors. Hi guys. Hey, have you guys been to our website yet? bookoflivespodcast.com? Go there, and then you can listen to all of our previous episodes. You can find all of our social handles on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you are so inclined, you can check us out on Patreon. And then you can become a patron. And then we can give you stickers. I only have a few stickers left.
Oh my god, have you been like...
Listen, yes I have.
Going around like, take a sticker, bitch.
Oh my god, I was supposed to give a shout out to Kristen from the T-Mobile store. What's up, girl? I gave her and her sister some stickers. I signed up with T-Mobile. And so, at the end of everything, I was like, here's a sticker. She's like, what? You have a podcast? I was like, what? Yeah, I do. Thanks for the great service. I will give you a shout out. So, I almost forgot. So, yeah, I've been giving out the stickers. So, see us on Patreon. I've decided, and we've decided, that we're going to give you guys more shit. Because, who doesn't like
us? We're going to bribe you to like us.
We're going to bribe you to be patrons. So, Brandy's been making lots of fun jewelry, earrings and bracelets. So, I think I'm going to solicit one from her, or buy one from her, so I can send it to you guys, our patrons. And, also, I found boxes on boxes of DVDs. Some are unopened, some are gently used, and they're all from my...
You have unopened DVDs?
Yes, I'm a collector, so I'll just buy them and not open them and, like, stream them or whatever. I found a bunch of DVDs, like, old ones. It was a lot of fun. I posted some on Twitter and Instagram. I think it was just Instagram I posted them. But anyway, I'm thinking, like, for our top-tier patrons, like, our $10 level, that's the highest level we have. Once a month, or as a welcome to the Patreon family, I will send you a random DVD. Or you can pick. If you become a patron and you want one of the DVDs that I post on the page, let me know and I'll send it to you as a welcome to the club. And you'll get stickers. And then we have like that second level, it's like $6. Or it might be $5 or $6. And then I'll buy one of Brandy's little doodaddies.
You're just going to get rid of all your DVDs?
I don't think they're just going to come flooding. If they come flooding in, great. Great, great, great. But I really doubt that. Well, it's worth it.
You're just going to get rid of all of your DVDs.
You're just going to get rid of all your DVDs. It's not like that. But, hey, we got to make it worth your while, right?
Well, that's always fun.
That's always fun. But did you figure out your thumbs up yet? Oh, your bracelets.
My bracelet that I made. This is my new accessory. Accessory that I'm gonna wear forever.
All right, cool.
Maybe till I make another one.
I like them; they're very pretty.
I'm gonna make these and put them on fucking Etsy.
Okay.
And oh my god, I have so many ideas. Like, there's this crown. I've told you I've been watching The Spanish Princess.
No.
She has this crown that has these pearls,
the Spanish princess?
I had told you about it, but you probably don't remember.
Was that today?
No, it wasn't today.
Okay.
And she has this crown that's got these pearls, and it's like, I'm like, that's gorgeous. I'm gonna make that fucking crown. So I have to figure out how to make it.
Your skin looks good.
Really?
It does.
It's probably because I haven't washed my face in like a month.
That looks great.
Just kidding.
It looks great. Don't wash your face
ever. All that face dirt.
That face dirt built up, making you look extra clear.
I haven't washed my face in like a month. No, I don't know. Maybe it's like the lighting.
Would you like to know what my thumbs up is?
Yes, what is your thumbs up for the week? Aside from your almost nervous breakdown.
It was a serious nervous breakdown. But guess what, guys? Pick yourself back up. It's going to be okay. But I really don't get down. And that was a first for me in a really long time. And it's like you just feel a little hopeless sometimes because nothing makes you happy. Like, I was hugging my kids and I had my husband.
And you're like, no, it's but not working.
Nothing made me feel better. It's really sad because I couldn't even, at that time, I couldn't even figure out why I was upset. I was like, why am I emotional? Like, why am I super emotional right now? But guys, there's always someone out there. Like,
there's someone. Did you see this post that I had posted?
Let me see the picture.
No, not I don't know why what happened there.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, never give up. And never give up, guys. Even if you're down, you're always going to feel some better. I had to go outside and like burn one and then I felt better. I was just like, "Oh, I can articulate what's happening. I'm still emotional, but I'm able to like formulate sentences and like think about what has brought me to this point." But on a thumbs up aspect of it, I got a new phone.
That's just another fucking bill.
My bill's less. Oh, my fucking 10-year-old has a phone now. I got Kendall a phone. And, she's growing on me.
Devon had a phone when he was like
7.
8 or 9.
Well, thumbs up. Yeah, it's just, you know, talk to your friends, guys. Even if you feel like nobody wants to talk to you, call your friends. And someone will answer the phone. If you don't have any friends, tweet us and I'll talk to you.
You're in a cult. Call your dad.
my dad won't answer the phone. So what's the point of that? Happy Father's Day. Shit. We have daddy issues.
No, you have daddy issues.
I don't have daddy issues. Whatever. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Anyway, we made it through. We survived. We're back with another episode, so that is my thumbs up.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening, if you've been listening this long. Yeah, a lot of people don't make it to the ends of the episodes.
They're like, I gotta
get out of here.
I can't listen to this anymore.
Yeah, but
Bitches are annoying.
These bitches are annoying. They keep calling everybody bitches and dicks.
You're a bitch dick.
You're a bitch dick.
You're a dick bitch.
Ooh. But, oh, one thing we forgot to tell you. Brandy and I did an interview with Wynn Kelly on her podcast. It's called Ask Wynn.
Yeah.
And that is actually up now. So we've been tweeting it out. Well, actually, maybe I'll put it on the website too so you guys can listen to the interview with Wynn. If you guys don't know about Wynn, she hosts a few different podcasts, and she has...
She has cerebral palsy, or cerebral palsy, however you want to pronounce it. Correct both ways.
Yes, she does. So, it was a lot of fun. You learn more about, you know, us, what Brandy's up to, what I'm up to, and what we have in store for the future of the podcast.
Yeah.
So if you want to listen to that, it is available. It's Ask When, and the title is Brandy M. Fleeks. I don't know why it's not Book of Lies Podcast, whatever, but it is titled Brandy M. Fleeks.
That's, yeah, probably because that's my signature on my email.
I know, but come on.
I don't know.
Anyway, so that's up, and it's actually really good. I listened to it, so it's a good listen. You know, if you feel so inclined to take a listen to that podcast, we support it. And thank you guys so much for listening to us. This is our 20th episode, and we would not be here without you guys.
20th episode.
20th episode. Ba-da-ba-da-da. All right, well, that's all we have for you. So, again, I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleek.
And this is
Book of Lies. The podcast. So, au revoir, toodaloo, adios.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao. And bye. See y'all later. Toodles. That's how you say it in America. Bye.
Deuces.
Bye in America. So, Brandy, what are you using to listen to your podcast? What app are you using?
Podcoin.
I love Podcoin. I love it. So Podcoin, if you guys don't know, they're amazing. It's an app that you can download on your iPhone or your Android, and you can listen to podcasts like we do. You get Podcoins to listen, so they pay you to listen to podcasts. So you can use the Podcoins for yourself, for Starbucks, Target, Dunkin' Donuts, I think even iTunes, Google Store, all that stuff, or you can donate your Podcoins to charity. So this week I gave mine to the rainforest and I fed some starving children with my Podcoins.
Mm.
Have you given yours yet?
No.
Nope.
I have not.
Okay, well, you can, and if you sign up using our offer code LIES, you can get 300 free Podcoins to do what you will with. You can give them as charity, or you can bank them and turn them into a free coffee on us. So download the Podcoin app on your smartphone, on your iPhone, or Android. Podcoin, use offer code LIES and get 300 Podcoins on us. Don't say we never gave you anything.
300.
Oh, yes. Check it out.
Check it out.